Hello, everybody. This is Gerald Celente, and it's Thursday, February 15th, 2024. And here are some of today's trends in the news. On the market front, hey, the Dow went up today. Yeah, great news, huh? The Dow went up. You know why the Dow went up? Well, retail sales tumbled 0.8% in January, much more than expected. That's the way the headline is in CNBC. So they went up because it looks like the Fed now is not going to keep interest rates where they are. They may lower them because the economy is slowing down. And we said this was going to happen. And the numbers are rigged. They pump them up to make you feel good so the markets go up because advanced retail sales declined 0.8% for the month, following a doubtfully revised 0.4% gain in December. 0.4% gain in December. That's holiday spending. Things are supposed to boom back then, right? Yeah. So it's slowing down. There's absolutely no question about it. And what we have is dragflation. The economy's going down and inflation's still high. Because when you look at the real inflation numbers, people are suffering, you know, the cost of automobiles, insurance, on and on and on, way up. Just to put into perspective, and again, this is adjusted for inflation. If you bought a car in today's inflation numbers in 1974, it would cost about $22,000. Today, it's nearly $50,000, all right? So it's a lot worse than they're making it. And again, we believe that this may well be the year of the crash because there are a lot of trends shaping the future that have very little to do with economics and their geopolitics. And geopolitics had nothing to do with economics because the people running countries in a country near you are out of their fucking minds. Little pieces of shit. Little pieces of, from Boris Johnson to Sunak, shit. Yeah. Take out the UN and put shit after it, beginning with Sunak. Yeah. Little fucking boy dresses up and goes to Ukraine. You know, he got his, you know, his dungarees on, you know, looking tough. Little fucking Katsom Macron with a fucking Rothschild pecker about that big with his fake fucking hair running France. Out of his mind, fucking Biden. One shit show after another. This could be the year of the crash because the biggest thing threatening the markets are the maniacs in charge that are threatening life on Earth. And we'll get to that as well. Netanyahu being one of them. So here we go. The futures markets, by the way, say they're going to start lowering rates in June. We say it's going to be earlier. Amount of commercial real estate loans due this year spike. Nearly $1 trillion. Again, one of our top trends for 2024 is office building bust. This thing's going to go down big. They're barely talking about it. And of course, it's going to be brought down because of the office building bust. You have an office vacancy rate of about 20%, and it's global. Here we go. New York community, again. Delinquency rates on commercial mortgage-backed securities are expected to rise to over 8% in 2024. And that's according to Fitch. So you can see what's going to happen here. And again, we're reporting week after week, which they barely report in the mainstream media. The bank shares are going in the toilet as the equity markets are going up because they're being driven up by the tech stocks. Nearly 20% of outstanding debt on U.S. commercial and multifamily real estate will mature, right, this year. So you're going to start seeing a lot of defaults as they mature, because they have to, they're interest loans. So now the revolving loans, so now interest rates are way up here compared to when they got these, when they were way down there. So now they have less money coming in, less tenants, high debt load. You're going to see defaults and banks go bust. And this is the article by Nordlayer. And they're saying European nations dominate list of top countries for remote work. So you see what's going on? Less people working at home. Excuse me, more people working at home, less people working in the office. And again, office building bust. We got the picture right here back to show you exactly what is going on. And again, the banking crisis is coming following the office building bust. We are the ones first to report this when they started the COVID war and locked down the world. And again, European Commission cuts EU growth forecast. Yep. They cut it back from 0.9% to 0.8%. Well, that's for the EU, for the whole area. So it was, they had it at 1.2% before. And 1.3% for the EU and 1.2% for the whole euro area. So again, at 0.8% for the euro area and 0.9% for Europe, that's virtually no growth at all. They're saying how bad things are in China with 5.2% GDP growth. It's only going to get worse. And that little freaky guy, that my lay, me lay, I get laid, whatever lay in Argentina. You know, he got his little fucking yarmulke on at the World Wall. Yeah, him. Argentine inflation, 250%. Yep. Three decades high. And this is the guy that cut the nation's currency, devalued it by 50%. It's a freak show. As I said, name the country. So by the way, you see Bitcoin over 51,000, and you know in the Trends Journal, we've been bullish on Bitcoin, bullish on Bitcoin. We called the bottom and we said when it was going to break out. The data is right there. So you go countries like Argentina, the people are losing their currencies in front of their eyes. So yeah, they're going into Bitcoin. It's easier than going into gold. If Bitcoin didn't exist, cryptocurrencies didn't exist, gold prices would be off the charts. And they're back still in the 2000 range. And again, when they lower interest rates, the dollar is going to decline. The lower the dollar goes, the higher gold prices go. End of story, because we are in a downturn. And they're going to do what they can to juice the markets. Warehouse demand is starting to shrink. Yeah, no shit. That's Wall Street Journal. Here, cost of car ownership squeezes budgets. This is yesterday's Wall Street Journal. Car insurance premiums rose 20.6%. in January from a year earlier. Hey, there's no inflation. Who the fuck are you kidding? What are you? Don't look at the numbers. Be really stupid. Swallow the government shit. No, better yet, swallow the Wall Shit Journal. Yeah. $5 a day. $5 a day. Oh, your Trends Journal to give you history before it happens? $2.86. a week. This is the front page of the Wall Shit Journal. And I got the new name for the New York Times. It's the New Jew Times. Because that's all they promote. Fuck the Palestinians. They could care less. They do it from time to time, but it's a one-sided scheme. And for the Wall Shit Journal, ashes to ashes. Students line up to have their foreheads marked with the cross of ashes during Catholic Mass in Bogota for Ash Wednesday. Christians around the world mark. I'm buying a fucking paper to get data. Because I'm a trend forecaster. I need data. I don't give a fuck who's getting ashes. And as far as the Catholic Church goes, I have nothing to do with it, having been raised a Catholic and destroyed, my life fucked up by a nun beating the shit out of me, perforating my middle ear and breaking my eardrum because she accused me of talking during prayers, which I wasn't. So I had it with that crap. And all these priests fucking these little boys up the ass one after another. It's disgusting. Catholic religion has nothing to do with Jesus Christ, just like America's country has nothing to do with the founding fathers. I'm a warrior for the Prince of Peace, not for these pieces of shit. Where the fuck are all you priests? How come you're not out there for peace? Oh, we got little boys kneeling down in front of us? Where are you? Where are you? Ashes, you're full of shit. They're slaughtering people in front of your eyes. What Christ do you believe in? Oh, we're going to celebrate Easter? Oh, along with the Mormons, the Seventh-day Adventists waiting for the eighth fucking day? The Quakers that died in an earthquake? You're all full of shit, your religions. You're all full of shit. You're not out there for peace as the slaughtering the Palestinians in front of everybody's eyes. If that was Jews in Gaza and the Arabs were bombing it, oh my God, how terrible. Holocaust, eh, yeah, but can slaughter anybody you want. Anyway, the Wall Street Journal. EV revolution gets a reality check. No shit. One of your top trends for 2024? EVFU. We've been warning about this for a long time. We said this was going to happen. It's now happening. And again, the cost is one thing. The efficiency is another thing. And again, people are suffering. 63% of people living paycheck to paycheck. Article from the World Socialist website. The ruling class demands more, quote, economic pain as corporations accelerate job cuts in U.S. and around the world. No shit. This will be the 70. This week is the 71st week of we've been putting in job cuts around the world. This thing is going down big. Your markets are going up. They're cutting back wages, trying to save as much money as they can. And again, now what's going to happen when all these people are out of work? How are you going to pay your mortgages? How are you going to pay your loans on your cars? Oh, by the way, talking about the loans on the cars and everything else that's going on, delinquency rates. Let's see over here. Already in the fourth quarter of last year, 7.7% of auto loans transitioned to delinquency. Everything's fine. The rich are getting richer. The markets are going up. What the fuck? You're only a plantation worker of Slavelandia. Again, AI regarding asset management, business and advertising, AI and job cuts, on and on. We have a whole section in your Trends Journal each week on AI. And again, AI, we own you. That's the reality. And again, we were the magazine right here that called the dot-com bust when it was a quarterly magazine. Dot-com this. October 1999. We said it would crash by the second quarter. Of 2000, it did. In March, it failed. We said it would come by then. This is different. AI is different. And again, buybacks. KKR agrees to buy stock and blah, blah, blah. Diamondback agrees $26 billion acquisition. $26 billion acquisition. The bigs keep getting bigger. And then the Ukraine, and then the Israel war. Prime Minister vetoes further Cairo negotiations. Great. And then one of the other article, again, we're giving in detail. Israel chokes off Gaza supplies as famine looms. That's an article from the Financial Times today. The Israeli authorities said supplies should not be released. Yep. Gazans are staring death in the face They have little to eat, hardly any access to medical care, nowhere to sleep, nowhere safe to go. Martin Griffiths, UN humanitarian chief. UN. You nothing. It's a disgrace. This is the United Nations that invented Israel, by the way, after the Balfour Declaration of 1917. Then they invented to give it to Israel. This is the UN, yeah, who's letting the slaughter go out in front of everybody's eyes. And then you have Colonel Eldad Gorin said, quote, "There is no starvation in Gaza, period." Period. That's that little prick, Andrew Cuomo. Every time he said something, he'd end it, period. "We're locking down everything. This is what we have to do. I know what to do, period." Period? Yeah. Maybe you're sucking blood out of a period. Period. That's how fucking arrogant people talk to you. This is what I have to say, period. Now you listen to me. Disgusting what's going on. Yep. 85% of the population is displaced. And about 80% of the homes are destroyed and buildings and everything else. This is from Euronews. The number of journalists killed around the world last year was close to all time. But according to the Committee to Protect Journalists, 99 journalists were killed in 2023. You ready? 72 of the 99 were Palestinian journalists killed in Israel. Could you imagine if they were Jewish journalists being killed? You're only getting one side of the news. They won't let, again, it's in your trends journal, data, even from CNN admitting that they can't say what they want and how they're not allowing journalists to go in as they're destroying a place, destroying it. And again, where are all your religions? All your bullshitters? Where the fuck are you? Oh, don't say fuck. Oh, God wouldn't like you if you said fuck. Oh, we're just little fucking little cowards. Ash Wednesday. Israel raids Gaza's largest functioning hospital. Israeli troops on Thursday stormed Al Nasser Hospital in southern Gaza because, you ready? Credible evidence. Credible. Hey, it came out of my shit mouth, so it's credible. How about incredible evidence? To support claims Hamas, quote, held hostages in the Nasser hospital. Aid groups, medicines, blah, 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 said the statement that had been, that the staff is in a chaotic situation. Undetermined number of people killed and injured. Yep. Isn't that nice? But the German minister expresses support for Israel. German minister of justice. How about German minister of no justice? This is disgusting what's going on. Tehran Times. The recent sabotage in gas pipeline serves as another piece of broader puzzle of U.S. actions aimed at disturbing Iran and basically ramping up the war. Iran condemns terrorist attacks on gas pipelines. So there you got it. One after another, this thing is heating up. Hezbollah, although, and then Israel struck Lebanon, killed, among those killed were the senior commander of Hezbollah's Rodwan force and five children. Seven of the civilians were killed. Yep. Three children. So there you got it. The war is heating up. Politicians are running the show. And again, you get your T-shirt. Here it is. Hey, politicians, who the fuck are you to tell me what to do? And you look at the back. Says it all. And you go here to get it. Shop, shop, shop. Yep. Threads Journal and shop. How can you listen to a little fucking Mike Johnson? A little fucking Chucky Schumer. little fucking Lindsay to come out of the closet yet, Graham. One little shit after Adam shit out of California. One little fuck face after another. All little fucking warmongers. As the country's going to shit. You know why it's going to shit? Because shitheads are running the country. Check out the video I did last night with Judge Napolitano. You're not going to want to miss it. He's great. We're doing everything we can to bring freedom, peace, and justice. Subscribe to the Trends Journal. The more subscribers we have, the more we can do. And we're giving you everything we can that you're not getting anywhere else. History before it happens, the economic data, where it's going, what's next, and what you might want to do. Trendsjournal.com. Read history before it happens. And don't forget to hit that subscribe button, because they're pushing us down by shadow banning us.
At the Trends Journal, the best investment you could make, because it's the best investment into your mind, and it can change how you look at the world.
His work is actually a gold mine. Anybody interested in politics, political trends, economic trends, social trends, cultural trends, you have to follow him. Gerald Celente.
The Trends Journal is one of the greatest sources of information, and it really is. You're predicting these things well ahead of time. I would encourage everyone to go grab the latest copy.
Been a Trends Journal subscriber for 20 years. I just have to commend you. What you guys have put together in your latest Trends Journal, there's nothing like this out there.
Sir, everything that you predicted about the economy, you were absolutely right. So I have followed you all this time. So please take a look at the Trends Journal.
You correctly forecast that the Fed would hike rates quite aggressively. Correctly said that initially gold and silver would drop as the Fed starts to raise rates to 1.5% and above. When we spoke last, Bitcoin was around 49,000. You said you expect to drop, and if it drops below 30, 35, then it could really drop.
Trends Journal, which I would encourage people to go and check out. It's actually a 200-page document, pure data-driven analysis.
Gerald Celente, the top trends forecaster in the world. Gerald, you had an interesting call back in September of last year. You said gold had bottomed, which is exactly what happened. And here we are, and we're above $1,900.
Subscribe to the Trends Journal. Read history before it happens at trendsjournal.com.